This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to Boldly Go Travels. You're about to hear the audio from one of our recent YouTube videos. For the full experience with drone footage, hotel walkthroughs, and all the visuals from our adventures, head to the Boldly Go Travels YouTube channel or just click the link directly to the video in the description. Enjoy the show.
All right, see? The law on them, you know? Keep them up on the trees, so that's the reason we no more hold them.
That's okay.
But our best we're doing, you know, this is something like
good for them.
Different, you know, special for them. The special area, This is the special area for the activity.
Honduras just banned sloth touching forever, but we found the place that's rewriting the rules on wildlife tourism that you should definitely check out next time you're in Roatan.
Or all of them are coming at the same time. But this little buddy is Carlitos, if they jump on you like that, do not be scared.
Okay.
They're friendly. You may think, oh, their mom's probably gonna smell bad and things like that. No. They're like babies.
They're themselves.
Yep. And this little buddy is Carlitos.
He's lighter than I thought.
Right?
Hi.
We went to Roatan for its world-class diving, but we found something a lot more. Our driver, William, recommended this place called Mayan Eden, and if you want his contact info for the next time you're in Roatan, you're going to want to stick around until the end of the video. Now, we've seen a lot of different types of animal tourism in our travels, some amazing, some questionable, and we always try to avoid the ones that seem questionable. But here's what makes this experience really interesting. You see, Honduras recently revolutionized wildlife protection in 2025. New laws banning touching sloths entirely after trafficking and other incidents have arrived. So most of the tourism places actually fought against it. But this place, Mayan Eden, actually embraced it. And that's a difference that you can actually see when you walk into the park. So if you're new to the channel, my name is DeAndre. I'm a Forbes recognized financial advisor. And along with my fiance, Taryn, we travel the world sharing luxury hotel reviews, destination tips, and travel experiences designed to help you elevate your travels. If that sounds like your kind of vibe, hit the subscribe button. And if you love responsible travel and authentic wildlife experiences as well, stick around because this place surprised us in all the best ways possible. Now, this is where meeting the animals comes in.
This is Sam, over there is Tony, and they're one of the Rainbow Toucan, the National Bird of Belize. Very beautiful of a bird, right?
So pretty.
You wouldn't believe it's real, right?
The colors, it looks like a painting.
People are always like, is it real?
As you walk in, you're in an environment where you can see the animals seem to be totally thriving, enjoying themselves, even though you at first see a lot of cages and other things around.
People are like, what happened if you get them mad? Yes, they're gonna show your teeth, but they're not gonna bite you for no reason at all. It has to be by something you really did bad. And then what could happen is that sometimes Papa, or actually what he would do when he's mad, is push you out to the park. Put all of her hair all messed
so
up.
So he can put his hands through it?
Oh yeah. His brother, that's Spickle.
The white-faced capuchin, his name is Carlitos, just decided Taryn's bun was unacceptable and started to play around with it. And we got to have natural experiences like that. See, we learned that a lot of the animals, including the capuchins, will actually leave Mayan Eden and go into town, sometimes causing a bit of a ruckus before coming back home for the day.
So, you have to keep her here because every single time you see the doctor, they're gonna win. They go like a toddler to the highest point, so we don't catch them.
And sometimes when they have gone out and caused trouble, well, they are put in timeout for a few days where they're not able to leave for their own protection, or before they're about to get vaccinations before going to the vet, they do try to isolate them. So they do have cages there, but many of the animals have the opportunity to roam free. And you could actually see the difference pretty immediately. These animals don't seem overstressed or overhandled. They definitely seem to approach you, especially when you got a little bit of food or snacks in your hands for them to have. Now, an already incredible experience was made even better thanks to our driver, William. We didn't know this at the time, but he actually personally knew the sloth trainer, and he asked him to come on his day off to meet with us. So not only did he come, but he then climbed up a 30-foot tree and brought down one of their three-toed sloths for us to see up close. And honestly, this unexpected moment became one of the highlights of our entire trip. See, due to this new ban, most places are only limited to having one or two, maybe three sloths at most. Mine, Eden, has 15 because they all get to live free in the trees, and their trainers have to actually go up to the trees to find them and feed them. And if they do want to bring them down, the sloths trust them completely and they're sloths. They don't get to move that fast either. So you can really see how calm and natural their behavior is. The trainer even took Taryn's phone to make it look like the sloth was taking a selfie with her, which obviously does nothing for the animals, but is kind of cool for doing it for the gram type of feeling. But in general, you can see the sloth absolutely loved its trainer and wanted to be with its trainer more than anyone else. But here's what really sets this place apart. Its education is next level. This wasn't a, here's a monkey, take a photo type of experience. Our guide, who had been working there for over 10 years, knew each animal's name, their personalities, their rescue stories, and their natural behavior. A lot of these animals actually came from different places around the island, and the government asked Mine Eden to take them and care for them. They might have been found abandoned in a building or in a place that was under construction or different scenarios like that. And they're the place that was trusted to handle these animals.
Something is that when you hold down to a tree, you may be touching a caterpillar that has poison. And the effects is feeling drunk, feeling dizzy, get tired, and start feeling like you're gonna have fever.
They also had a beautiful butterfly and hummingbird sanctuary that you could walk around and spend as much time as you wanted to in. There were a few species in there that were actually considered pretty rare to see, and they took time showing you the life cycle of the different stages of the butterfly and really sticking with that educational component that I mentioned. Now, if wildlife isn't enough to get your heart racing, wait until you see this. If you're a bit of an adrenaline junkie, the zip line system there gives you this incredible canopy perspective. So they actually brought a team of three guys who drove us farther up the mountain after we were done walking through the entire animal sanctuary. While we spent about an hour in the animal sanctuary, the actual zip line experience was only about 45 minutes. We've had many different zip line experiences throughout our various travels, and each one is very different, obviously. But I could say this was the first time that I had a moment where I had someone with me, and they were actually connected with me so that they could film me while flying down the zip line. And this wasn't something I asked for. They just said, hey, give me your phone and strap on for the ride. It was different, it was unique, but it offered a really cool experience. Their entire team handled all of the clipping and unclipping, and we were actually given gloves with an extra layer of padding in them to allow us to brake or slow ourselves down if we needed to. There were a few really cool overlooks where we could see the ocean at the bottom of the island since we're up top on a mountain, and the whole experience never really felt rushed at all. Overall, it was a great addition to our day and to our stay there or our visit to Mayan Eden. All right, so let's talk logistics because there are a few things that could make or break your experience here. Cost-wise, you're looking at about $35 per person for just the sanctuary or $50 to include ziplining. Of course, that doesn't include your transportation to get there. One thing to know is that you're going to want to be prepared that you can't actually apply bug spray while you're there because of the harm that it can provide to the animals. And the mountain road does require a good driver. We definitely recommend William if you do decide to go. He actually watched all of our stuff while we were there for the 2 hours and waited for us. So as promised, we provide his contact information in the description below, or you can also scan the QR code on your screen if you want an amazing driver next time you're in Roatan who will take you all over, pick you up from the airport, pick you up from your hotel, offer great recommendations. It was a fantastic time. Now, we didn't actually plan it this way, but we ended up going on a day where there were literally no cruise ships in port. And if you're staying on the island like we are, I would recommend that you ask for the cruise schedule, maybe through your hotel or where you're staying. They probably are going to know what days the cruise ships are coming, because that's going to make a huge difference for you. You're going to really want to pick the day where there's no cruise ships, or at least maybe only one versus 3, 4, or 5, because not only would the park be way more crowded, but also that would create a lot more traffic because there's kind of one main road that bypasses the cruise terminals that would take you up there, and that would make the drive a whole lot longer. Of course, if you're watching this because you're about to go on a cruise and you want to know what to expect in Roatan, well, you can just ignore that tip. And by the way, if you want to learn how to revolutionize the way you travel and be able to travel more for less, I also host a weekly top 100 travel podcast where we dive into how we use points and miles to unlock luxury travel, from $10,000 business class flights that we got for less than the price of economy to 5-star hotel stays like the one we stayed at in Roatan, to how to experience hidden gems like the island of Roatan. You can actually scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the description below to check it out. Look, we've been to a lot of tourist attractions around the world. Some that left us feeling amazed and others that we honestly could have just avoided and saved both time and money. But Mayan Eden, this is one of those rare places that it's better the more you look about it. You're not just seeing animals, you're seeing animals that choose to come back home every single night. When that capuchin monkey decided to mess with Taryn's hair, or when the sloth trainer climbed up the tree on his day off just to show us one of these incredible creatures, those weren't scripted moments. That's just what happens when animals aren't stressed and the people who work with them genuinely love what they do. So if you're planning your next Roatan itinerary, yes, go diving, it's absolutely world class, but save an afternoon for Mayan Eden, because in a world where wildlife tourism is getting things wrong more often than right, this place is proof that doing the right thing can still create a much better experience, not just for the animals, but for the tourists as well. And if you found this video helpful, we have a lot more that you can learn through our newsletter, which the link to sign up is in the description below. But also check out this video where we reviewed the amazing resort we stayed at while we were in Roatan, or this one that highlights our entire week's trip. And with that, we'll see you in the next one.
Travel doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.